Test 82, Section 1, Question 13. This one, we want to resolve the conflict between the two. So this is kind of cool. This is a new question in terms of it saying what would make it so that both of them resolve the conflict. Recent decline in the number of moose was caused by a large increase in white-tailed deer. So up with the moose was caused by... or down with the moose was caused by increase in whitetail. While the deer don't compete with moose, they carry a dangerous parasite that can be transferred to any moose living nearby. So they don't really compete, but they do carry a dangerous parasite that can be transferred. So it's basically saying, look, it was caused by the moose because, yeah, they don't eat their food, but they have this parasite that gets transferred. So the neighboring region has also experienced a large increase in white-tailed deer, but the moose population has remained stable. So it's saying, look, next door, you have the same supposed cause, but without the same effect. I don't know where they're going with this. So anything that's going to say that they don't necessarily, you don't have the parasite or something? I don't know. The region in the declining moose population is larger, and even after the decline, there has more moose. I don't think it's about the volume of moose. B, the region with declining moose consists mainly of high quality, but the quality of moose habitat in the neighboring... that actually would be weirder that they're declining then. Wolf packs in the region with declining moose generally prey only on moose and deer, but neighboring one they prey on a wider variety. Yeah, if everything else is bad. There is a large overlap in the ranges of moose and whitetail in the region with declining, but not in the neighboring. That actually would resolve, because that's going to make it so that that would explain it, because if you have overlap in the first range, then the parasites are jumping and transferring. But if they don't overlap, then you aren't going to get the parasites transferred. So D is pretty good. It's actually better than A or C. And then moose require habitat with very little human settlement, whereas white-tailed deer often thrive in and around areas with considerable. That doesn't really do much. So moose require a habitat with very little human settlement, and white-tailed, doesn't really matter because it's not really consistent with either one. So D is definitely the best answer there.